Good afternoon. This is Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I am your host, ICADV Legal Counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett. In this fifth podcast episode, I hope to give an overview of the Violence Against Women's Act, a little bit about its history and its intent, and why it is in the news now, in late 2019. The Violence Against Women's Act dates back to 1994, when, in a bipartisan effort, the first Civil Rights Act designed specifically to confront the scourge of violence against women in the United States was passed by Congress and signed into law. Since its original passage, VAWA, as it has become known, has been reauthorized several times since by wide majorities, and again in true bipartisan fashion. Each time it has been reauthorized, it has been tweaked slightly to add additional protections, to make the act gender neutral so its remedies are available to all, and to add some very important confidentiality provisions to protect all victims of violence. The Violence Against Women's Act has been expanded to include services and remedies for immigrant and Native American survivors. It has addressed housing and economic security issues for domestic violence victims to decrease the percentage of survivors who become homeless as a result of the violence. And it has been tweaked to better serve and address LGBTQ and gender fluid survivors of violence. So why is it in the news now? In short, because VAWA is up for reauthorization yet again, but this time, like everything else in Washington, D.C., it's controversial. Here's why. The House of Representatives passed VAWA months ago, but until recently, the Senate refused to take it on. Finally, earlier this fall, Senator Dianne Feinstein, one of VAWA's original soldiers, introduced the companion bill into the Senate, Senate Bill 2843. Easy enough? Not hardly. Another Senate bill claiming to be the Violence Against Women's Act was introduced as well, and this second bill promises to roll back some of the key VAWA protections that have already been authorized in previous versions. That's why it's controversial. This new bad VAWA bill is Senate Bill 2920, and it has been introduced by Senator Ernst. This bill undermines hard-won protections around gender identity and sexual orientation. It rolls back sovereignty for tribes, and it fails to close the boyfriend and stalking loopholes that allow abusers access to firearms. The good VAWA bill is 2843, Senator Feinstein's. The bad VAWA bill is Senate Bill 2920, and that was introduced by Senator Ernst. So how can you help? Let your representatives in Congress hear your voice, that VAWA has always been bipartisan and should not be a divisive issue. Contact your senator and support Senate Bill 2843, Senate Bill 2843, and tell them rollbacks are not okay. You can tweet to them, you can put it on Facebook, but let your voice be heard. 2843 works. That's the original VAWA. Rollbacks are not okay, and we need to pass it now. If you have questions or comments or want more information about the differences between these two bills, please reach out to me, kbennett@icadvinc.org, and also contact the National Network to End Domestic Violence because they have a lot of resources on this topic. We're here to help. Thanks for listening. This has been Legally Brief, a podcast production by the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I'm your host, Carrie Hyatt Bennett.